Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting third. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Ryerson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gary Ryerson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Ferraro reaches second base with a double. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Davis is chasing the ball. Alvarado rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wood, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Williams steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Reichardt reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. May reaches second base with a double. Reichardt scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryerson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald pinch hits for Gary Ryerson. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Bell now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bell, and towards Auerbach, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May is walked intentionally. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Scott moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Brown moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown scores. Reynolds moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Jerry Bell. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields the ball and throws to Wood covering. Safe. Reynolds scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Andrews fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hermann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. Hermann moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Colburn now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Hermann scores. Alvarado moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Muser for the out. Alvarado scores. Williams moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Cy Acosta now pitching. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Scott moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ferraro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs pinch hits for Jim Colburn. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford throws the ball into Andrews, who tags Auerbach trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Briggs moves to third. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Briggs scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. John Briggs now playing center field. Ken Sanders now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Rich Morales now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.